And I've been on the road for 22 days. And I've done, up until this very second, 1,158.2 kilometres in the saddle. I'm in China. Just left a place called Daoge. Tiny, tiny little place where last night I stayed in a little truck stop, which was alright, actually. So, again, I wish I had the facility to show you what I can see right now. I feel like I'm cycling through a set of Lord of the Rings. In the way that everything, all the crops are so well organised and everything's so neatly arranged in the landscape. Sorry, I just started going uphill. Every time I decide to do a voice memo, I start going uphill. Excuse me, it won't be long. It's just up here. So yeah, it's Sunday. It's very quiet. It seems to be the day that lots of people do their chores. Not been in China long enough to know yet. Oh, lots of people are staring at me. Hi there. So far this morning, I've seen about 3 people washing their car. Families working out in the fields together. I've seen people killing the chickens for the week. Washing their dog. Fixing their bike right in front of me. Generally organising for the week ahead. So it must be much the same as certainly Scottish culture where we tend to get ready. Hi! Very excited young women on the side of the road there. So the colours are absolutely magnificent. Just shades of green. It was raining last night, pouring with rain last night, so everything just feels... Well, first of all, it's very cold, but everything feels very sort of magical, and there's lots of mist hanging in the mountains. Of which there are many, by the way, mountains. Shall I just point that out? Everywhere I look, literally 360, I'm looking behind me now, to my right. Yep, right round to my left. Absolutely humongous bloody mountains. They are stunningly beautiful, though, given that. If not, a big inconvenience, eh, folks? So yeah, China's wonderful so far. Not many people speak English. In fact, that's a lie. Nobody speaks English. But the most welcoming, friendly people, literally, so far I've ever met. I thought that people from Thailand were really friendly and open and welcoming. But the people from the Yunnan province, which is where I am right now, are absolutely unbelievable. Really wonderful folk. I'm sure not all of them are, but these people that I've met are. So today I'm heading for a place called Linsang. That took me ages to learn how to pronounce that, but I'm sure I'm doing it right. Linsang. My Mandarin's absolutely crap, but I'm learning as fast as I possibly can, out of necessity to get points across. But lots of gestures, lots of hand gestures and stuff. Something that I'm finding quite difficult to get used to is just being looked at constantly. Everywhere you go, everything you do, there's about 30 sets of eyes on you. And I mean, I'm quite a private person. I find it really, really, really invading, actually. But I need to get used to that because there's nothing I can do about it. And I'm only 22 days into this, so. Is it really windy? I hope not for you. So yeah, China's great. On the way to Linsang. Not very many kilometres today. Probably uphill, as there's no flat roads in China. Fact. End of story. That's pretty much it. There's lots of cars now, and lots of wind, and I'm about to go downhill. So... that's it for now. I'll be in touch